You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season turn, and a time to every purpose.
Well, hello and welcome to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Welcome to the program. We're glad you're here and appreciate each week that you tune in.
Yes, we certainly do, because without you, the show would be nothing, and nothing is not good, because if you're going to do nothing, it's not the same as something, and having lots of something to do is better because it's better, right?
Could be, but on the other hand, maybe not. The important thing is to keep busy.
Busy?
Busy. Like this past week, I had so much to do. Drive to work, running errands at work, cooking, cleaning. I did some laundry, had to pay some bills, but then back on the highway to pick up my son, drop him off after school, walk the dog, and return some calls before the meeting we had that night, but that doesn't include the trip to the store, the Bible study later on. Then I called my mom, then my dad, then my friend in Michigan, and then...
Which store? The food store or the stuff store? And how about those projects at the house? How are they going? Oh, you should see the ones at my house. Had to do all this painting, but that was before my kid got sick and we had to do the parent-teacher conferences. At the same time, I had reports to finish and recordings to record and emails to email and calls to call. And then there was that meeting I hadn't planned on and that trip I had to plan before the scheduling with the contractor, who I'm not sure can even make it or make it on a night when only one of us will be there.
So you're busy.
I'm busy. Yeah, you busy?
I sure am. I'm busy. I'm just way too busy. Wow. Oh, busy. Wow. Imagine if we did the whole show like that.
It reminds me of that guy in the old FedEx commercials from years ago. He's yammering on about the importance of getting his package to its destination when it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight. It was an iconic spot for a new company.
And today we have the Jimmy John's commercials. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those? Which have the fast-talking employees delivering food before the customer has even finished hanging up their phone.
These are great examples of art imitating life. I'm not sure if ours was a good example, but these are great examples of that, to be sure. And they illustrate the reality of American life today. You know, these companies have built their reputations on not only offering quality products and services, but principally on responding to the pace of our human condition, right? That's why they're so relevant, at least in America. But of course, that begs the question, why are we running at such a pace? Why are so many of us so incredibly busy?
And that's the subject of today's program on There Is a Season. And we're glad you're taking just a little extra time to slow down today to be with us. 457-1290 is the number to reach us live in the studio today. 937-457-1290. Now, please feel free to write to us at Bob and Gloria at thereisaseasonshow.com or by mail at There Is a Season, 1611 South Main Street, Dayton, Ohio, 454-09.
And you can put down that paper bag. You won't need that anymore. It was hyperventilating.
Oh, you mean the one that I was...
It was that's kind of the pace. That's what it feels like, right? That's what it feels like when you drive on 75. You're going down to in the morning, right? People are going back and forth.
Yeah, I'm white knuckled hands on the steering wheel. That would be pinball
right.
Alley.
Yeah, they are moving at speed of light.
There's a lot of crazy things on 75 in the morning.
It probably sounds like a given anymore that we're busy or we have to be busy. We have rush hour, of course, like we just said. We have fast food. We have statistics that measure our labor productivity, right? Many of us are short of sleep, long on media, living from fragmented minute to fragmented minute. And we're long past wondering how we even got here. We just accept it.
Yeah, part of it's simply the technology of a cell phone. But think about it. We didn't used to talk about texting while driving or distracted driving, right? People may indeed have been distracted while driving a decade ago, but now auto manufacturers are designing technology that just assumes that we are going to be distracted and that we need a computer to help stop our car.
Have you seen some of these things? I mean, they're cute in a way, but I'm always watching them going, you know, That's your bozo. Why aren't you paying attention? You know what I mean? And I don't want to be holier than thou or moralize too much, but the idea that your head is everywhere except in front of you when you're driving a car.
And I get the technology now where you can talk in your car and your car knows your phone is there. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to pick up your phone. The dashboard will dial for you and all that. That's a safety thing. But it still is that whole notion that we have to be doing something else at the same time we're driving.
Right.
We can't just drive to work.
And even the stuff, and this is just, we can get off on a side note on this, but I've said before, I think I rented some cars within the last year, and they've made changing the radio from AM to FM a 4 or 5 budget or button ordeal. You know, it used to be you just kind of reached over, you fumbled around, you went, oh, AM, and there you were, right? Nowadays, you got to pull the heads up display there, and you got to press this button and that button. Maybe I'm just a Luddite or something when it comes to technology, but
buying a new car is a lot of extra time that would be invested in figuring out how to run everything, right?
Yeah. So I mean, that's all.
But yes,
it's designed so that we can do other things besides just drive a car.
Right. We're supposedly multitasking and juggling work, family, extracurricular activities, a diet of relentless media mm-hmm. from some source, and much, much more. And there seems to be no end in sight, no slowing down.
No, there doesn't. We've talked before on the show about reclaiming the family dinner hour. And the role that select sports have had filling every last minute of the week for many families. But that's just a couple of angles on the subject. I can't remember where I heard it, but there was some time where I'd heard the line or heard the reference that someone had made a prediction in the future that a man will be more likely to part with $100 than to give you 5 minutes of his time.
Oh, that's sad.
So precious. Well, who knows what $100 would be worth then? You know, could be nothing. But
I'm still thinking it's worth it.
It probably should be. but time has become so precious with all we're trying to do that eventually people will say, no, I'm going to pay a premium to not have the interruption. Well, today we're going to share an article with you that takes a different, broader perspective, really, of all of this. Yeah. And it's called, ready for this? Mm-hmm. The Disease of Being Busy.
Hmm. And it's written by Ahmed Safi. And it appeared on the site, which is called On Being with Krista Tippett. And it begins like this. I saw a dear friend a few days ago. I stopped by to ask her how she was doing, how her family was. She looked up, voice lowered, and just kind of whimpered. I am so busy. I have so much going on. Almost immediately after, I ran into another friend and asked him how he was. Again, the same tone, same response. I'm just so busy. I've got so much to do. And the tone was exasperated, tired, and even overwhelmed. And it's not just adults. When we moved to North Carolina about 10 years ago, we were thrilled to be moving to a city with a great school system. We found a diverse neighborhood filled with families. Everything felt good, right?
And after we settled in, we went to one of the friendly neighbors asking if their daughter and our daughter could get together and play. The mother, a really lovely person, reached for her phone and pulled out the calendar function. She scrolled and scrolled and scrolled and finally said, she has a 45-minute opening 2.5 weeks from now. The rest of the time, it's gymnastics, piano, and voice lessons. She's just so busy. Horribly destructive habits start early, really early. How did we end up living like this? Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we do this to our children? When did we forget that we are human beings and not human doings?
Whatever happened to a world in which kids get muddy, get dirty, get messy, and heavens, get bored? Do we have to love our children so much that we overschedule them, making them stressed and busy just like us? What happened to a world in which we can sit with people we love so much and have slow conversations about the state of our heart and soul? Conversations that slowly unfold, conversations with pregnant pauses and silences that we are in no rush to fill.
How did we create a world in which we have more and more to do? With less time for leisure, less time for reflection, less time for community, less time to just be. You know, we've looked at this a number of times in the past where we talked about there was a huge uptick in leisure time following World War II. You know, people came back. They were tired of war. We'd had two world wars over a number of generations. People were able to finally, you know, through the GI Bill, they were able to get their home and settle down, and the suburbs sprang up. And then people started having a little bit more and more leisure time, bigger houses and all this kind of stuff. Well, whatever leisure time used to be has now been filled up with leisure activities, right? Mm-hmm. So your day doesn't end. You work your day, and then you go past your 5 o'clock at night, and you just keep going.
Right.
And if it's not some activity that you've got scheduled for yourself or some family member, it's that kind of fragmentation that comes from being plugged in somewhere. You've got a piece of media constantly on your hip. You go to the bathroom and you're checking your email, right? People are texting while they're driving. They're constantly on, switched on mm-hmm. all the time. That's the world we've created.
Right, right. Somewhere we read, the unexamined life is not worth living for a human. How are we supposed to live, to examine, to be, to become, to be fully human when we are so busy? This disease of being busy, and let's call it what it is, the disease of being busy when we are never at ease, is spiritually destructive to our health and well-being. It saps our ability to be fully present with those we love the most in our families and keeps us from forming the kind of community that we all so desperately crave.
We're reading from the article, The Disease of Being Busy. That's the article. It's by Ahmed Safi. It appeared on a website called On Being with Krista Trippett. Krista Trippett does a lot of similar topics to things we talk about and gets off into some other things that she's good at. But this article came to our attention, and it's interesting because he actually refers to the dis-ease of being busy. It's not easy when you're this busy and so forth. So we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. But first, we have this for you.
Year by year, the complexities of this spinning world grow more bewildering. And so each year we need all the more to seek peace and comfort in the joyful simplicities.
And that's from the Simple Abundance Journal. That's our reflection of the morning. And we wonder, why do you think life has gotten so busy for so many? Is it a good thing or a bad thing to be as busy as you are? And if there was one thing you could change about the pace of your life, what would it be? 457-1290 is the number to join us this morning on the program. 457-1290 as we continue.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100 of marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Tammy Holmes of HER Realtors. She services the entire Dayton area, attracts hundreds of buyers every week, and sells a home on average every 24 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Tammy Holmes in Dayton. And if I needed to sell my home in Dayton, well, I'd call Tammy. Call Tammy Holmes at 937-506-0500 or online at DaytonGuarantee.com. That's DaytonGuarantee.com. Go there and you can start packing.
CareSource Medicare Advantage plans combine hospital, doctor, and drug coverage in one convenient plan and offer more benefits not covered by basic Medicare. Plan premiums as low as $0, plus so much more.
CareSource gives me the advantage I deserve.
Visit CareSource.com and enroll today. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits and premiums may change January 1 of each year. The formulary may change at any time. You'll receive notice when necessary. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Bills bogging you down?
credit card rates sky high? Damet Credit Union is now offering a low-rate credit card of only 6.9% non-variable. That means the rate doesn't change. Visit DametCU.com or call toll-free 1-800-551-0044 to apply today.
New non-variable interest rate credit card is 6.9% for qualified borrowers. Other card programs available to qualified consumers.
Damet Credit Union, partnering with our members to enrich their financial well-being.
Did you know Ohio's Hospice offers the most comprehensive and comfortable end-of-life care, whatever your needs may be? Thanks to generous community support, your local not-for-profit provider offers services others may not, including therapies and personal counseling from our expert staff, so you and your family can live more fully during life's final months. Make your choice the best choice. Choose Ohio's Hospice.
Scattered clouds and sunshine through the afternoon. Temperatures rebounding back into the low 40s, staying dry and a little breezy. Tonight dropping down to around 31 with mostly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
I want to invite you to check out our podcast page over on thereisaseasonshow.com. We've gotten all caught up there. You can also go out and check. There's a link there for Dr. Camille Superson's book, The Essential Resource Guide for Caregivers, which we promised to you. So go check that out. That's the way to order the book there. We're talking today about the disease of being busy, an article by Omad Safi. And we'd love to know your thoughts.
Yeah. What about your life? Are you too busy? How did things get this way? And what would you change today to have it be different? What would you have changed about the past? 457-1290 to join us on the show today. We're not too busy to talk to you.
So we were talking in that first segment about the mom who was trying to schedule her daughter weeks out for a 45-minute play date and so forth. And how sad that sounds. But on the other hand, maybe that is the condition for a lot of people.
Yeah,
people
and it's not just kids, for those just joining the show. It's
right.
About all of us. We're just always saying we're so busy, we're so busy.
Yeah, we've got lives filled up with stuff all the time. And here's the weird thing. No one of them, it's not like we're trying to isolate it and say, well, don't do that thing or don't do that thing. But this idea that we can't live with any silence anymore.
Or to just say no, like you said. Do you ever feel like, Bob, you need a calendar where you can put a big X to tell you that you need, that the X is something to do that day, which means nothing?
Yeah,
you see what
a lot
I'm
of
saying?
Times
to
you'll see, you see an open night and you go, oh, well, I got that free. Maybe so, I can do,
or,
go
yeah,
do
I
this.
Or I could say yes to this, right. So since the 1950s, we've had so many new technological innovations that we thought, or we were promised, would make our lives easier, faster, simpler. Yet we have no more free or leisurely time today than we did decades ago. For some of us, the privileged ones, the lines between work and home have become blurred. We are on our devices all the freaking time.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Smartphones and laptops mean that there is no division between the office and home. And when the kids are in bed, guess what? We're back online.
Safi goes on to say that his own daily struggles, you know, it's dealing with the avalanche of email and constantly buried under hundreds and hundreds of emails and no idea how to make it stop and trying different techniques, responding maybe only in the evenings or over the weekends, asking people to schedule more face-to-face time. But they keep on coming in volumes that are unfathomable, personal, business, hybrid emails. People expect a response right now. And the reality is... You know,
he's busy too.
Everybody's busy. Everybody's busy.
Right, right.
There are people working two jobs. Right?
Right. The reality does look very different for others. For many, working two jobs in low-paying sectors is the only way to keep the family afloat. 20% of our children are living in poverty, and too many of our parents are working minimum wage jobs just to put a roof over their head and something resembling food on the table. We are so busy. The old models, including that of a nuclear family with one parent working outside of the home, if it ever existed, have passed away for most of us. We now have a majority of families being single families or where both parents are working outside the home. It is not working, and it doesn't have to be this way.
Yikes. Even this hour seems to fly by, but that's how it all seems in the age of busyness. But what about your life? What do you see in your family? 457-1290. We'll be back to talk with Brian from Dayton here in just a moment, plus your calls, 457-1290, as we talk about the dis-ease of being busy. We'll be right back after the news.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
He gives traffic reports that are helpful.
He's been my favorite for many years.
Great traffic reports and a person of trust and authority.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron. Hear him update traffic every 6 minutes during Miami Valley's morning news, where you can also get weather every 6 minutes from Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
I trust her weather reports.
She always has weather reports that help me plan my day.
I love how energetic she is.
Knowledgeable. Excellent weather reporter. She's very informative.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini with a forecast you can depend on. Right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that a disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. Don't be the one who gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 9:30. I'm Mary Word in our top story. A cold but sunny day expected for the Miami Valley today.
I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. Temperatures bitterly cold this morning. Do we catch a warm-up this weekend? Your forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO triple team traffic. Freeways look good right now, not seeing any issues on the cameras. If you're traveling on westbound 70 from Route 68 to 75, that 19-mile drive should take you 18 minutes. Our top story, a frigid morning for the Miami Valley.
Temperatures dropping to the low 20s and teens in spots. We'll see sunshine, though, with scattered clouds increasing through the day.
Meteorologist Kirsty Zontini has your exclusive forecast coming up. Updating you now on a story we've been following. No Oakwood students have come forward as possible victims of a substitute teacher charged with two counts of sexual battery involving two Kettering Fairmont High School students. Oakwood School's superintendent told district parents that 23-year-old Madeline Marks had worked as a substitute in Oakwood in the past year. Marks was removed from Fairmont High School on Wednesday and admitted to having sexual relationships with at least two students, according to court documents. The Montgomery County Prosecutor's Office says the case will be presented to a grand jury. On Capitol Hill, Congress will be hard at work on tax reform next week.
When lawmakers return to the Capitol next week, tax reform will be the dominant policy issue, with Republicans in the House and Senate wanting to see some changes. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton told Fox's Tucker Carlson,
"I think, though, that the bill will be better. Whatever turns out on the particulars, it would do one thing, and that's repeal the individual mandate of Obamacare."
Fox's Mike Emanuel.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
Many Miami Valley businesses and organizations are honoring regional veterans today with retail discounts and remembrance memorials. Bob Evans and Cabela's will offer discounts and free items to veterans. Former and current servicemen and women can enjoy free menu items at Bob Evans, while Cabela's has a day of activities planned to include free in-store activities and in-store discounts. You can see the full list of memorials and retail discounts at WHIO.com. Now the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 24-hour forecast.
After a cold morning, temperatures this afternoon staying cool as we only reach the low 40s. We'll see sunshine, though, and some scattered clouds. Those clouds thicken up overnight as we drop to around 31. Tomorrow, highs pushing back into the mid-40s, tracking scattered rain showers then for the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is clear. It's 24 degrees in Huber Heights and Springfield and 25 in Dayton at 933. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Mary Worden on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
You're invited to downtown Tip City for a winter's Yuletide gathering Saturday and Sunday. I love Christmas. I love all the warmth and joy of the season. I love beginning the holidays at the Tin Peddler, 111 East Main, Tip City, where I always find Christmas. Antiques and tin lighting of an early manner. Colonial and primitive goods together with holiday handmaids, garlands, greens, candles, and more. Begin your own tradition at the Tin Peddler, and may you carry the spirit of Christmas in your heart throughout the year. A taste of home. That's what you'll find at Sam and Ethel's Restaurant, 120 East Main. You can savor their selection of homemade entrees, soup, salad, sides, and desserts. Their breakfast menu is full of your favorites, too. Open 7 days a week. Stop by Midwest Memories Antiques, 20 and 24 West Main in Tip City. This one-of-a-kind antique mall features more than 75 unique dealers and over 10,000 square feet of historic space. Decorate, furnish, and accessorize your newer historic home with holiday decor and gifts.
Around the corner, around the country, at work or play, we're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
What's so great about the Speedy Rewards card?
I love all the free stuff I get with this card.
I get coffee every morning and I love that my 7th is always free.
It's the best. What's not to love about it?
The greatest thing about the Speedy Rewards card is all the free gas that I get with my points.
I love my Speedy Rewards card because I can use my points to get free gift cards. I just redeemed my points for a $10 gift card.
I wish everything was like the Speedy Rewards card.
Only Speedway has the Speedy Rewards card, where you'll earn points for free food and merchandise. Or you can turn your points into presents and redeem them for gift cards this holiday season. And right now, you'll get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points with every $25 in gift cards you buy. And don't forget, you can redeem your points instantly when you use the Speedway mobile app. Download it today.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
Now, get an always fresh cup of coffee for just 99 cents. Plus, be sure to grab one of our delicious hot breakfast or lunch sandwiches.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And good morning and welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. We're talking today about the disease of being busy, and specifically about the article of the same name by Ahmed Safi. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
You can wake up. Come on. Wake up. Roll off your cot over there.
I'm so busy this week. I was tired. I had to take a little.
A little quick snooze during the news.
Over here.
She's back with us, and we're so glad that you are. Plus, a little later on in the program, we're going to talk about the essential ways to slow down. The essential ways to slow down.
And we want to know about your life. Are you too busy? How did it get this way? What would you change today to have it be different? What could you change? And what would you have maybe changed about your past that got you where you are now? 457-1290 to join us on the show today.
And we're going to welcome Brian from Dayton to the show. Brian, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you had some comments.
Go ahead.
You had some comments today?
Well, yeah. First, I want to say I love your show. It's a great service to what you guys do, and there's no other show like it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that, you know, growing up, you see even the video games changed from one button on the Atari system to the PlayStation 4 now. I think it might have like 12 to 16 buttons.
You're right.
And it's just getting crazier and crazier how we're expected to do more. More and more, you know, society wants more and more from us. And then, you know, to say, and I watch a show called Blue Bloods, and you see the family every episode. They're sitting around the table eating dinner, and it's sadly, you know, I think that's a thing of the past. I mean, you know, people might do it here and there with the holidays and everything, but, you know, every single day, I think that's just a thing of the past, and I think that's sad.
It is. And I think you're right.
And I think the expectation, the way that people individually are so interested in so many different things, even tears a little bit about or at the time that people do spend together. So people want to get up from the table early. They want to go off and get back on their phone, or they've got to get back on the computer, or they want to go off and do their thing. It seems difficult for us to spend time in the same room doing quiet activity anymore.
And even if you are present physically, I mean, I know this is out there where people just kind of feel like, if, you know, say you have kids and you expect them to put their phone maybe over in the other room or on the counter, you can almost sense this, oh, what am I missing? You know, or, oh, you know, I don't have my phone attached to my hip. I see it. I see it in the youth.
You notice that, Brian?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a 14-year-old daughter. So, yeah, she's right there.
And was she born with that phone surgically implanted, or did that come later?
You would think.
Hey, thanks for calling us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. And we're going to welcome Esther to the program. Esther from Dayton, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, good. So what's your thought for today?
Well, we've had a big change of life recently. For, let's see, 18 years ago, we moved out to the country south of Xenia. And we basically were just on 5 acres with 7 children. And everybody enjoying the peace and quiet, the outdoors. We never watched television, except for football games or something like that, something special. And it was really hard to give up that when my children decided that they needed to come down to Dayton, come into Dayton to go to a public, private school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, currently I have 3 children that I drive around. And we're extremely busy, all of their social events and their schooling and things like that. But a couple of things have helped us to find those quiet times that we've had to give up. One thing is we take a day off. And for us, that day is Sunday. And we don't do anything on Sunday except go to church. And even cooking is out of the question. We just eat the things that you don't have to cook, like a sandwich or a salad or something like that. And I tell myself I can't do laundry.
Yeah, we have to tell ourselves,
you know,
that, don't
we? And a family that big, laundry is a big thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we put all of those things aside and just have a day of rest and to be peaceful. And it really helps with regaining a focus, quiet time together, and energizes us for the rest of the week.
Yeah, not only was it a commandment here, but a long tradition understanding this idea of resting on the Sabbath. The great wisdom in that was to unplug from so much of the activity and devote your mind to God, right? That was the idea behind that. Well, now we want to do this both ends. So people may still go to church, but then they're running to the store afterwards. They're getting the lawn cut that day because they didn't get it done during the week. You know what I mean? It's still,
yeah.
It's, and people will say, well, that's not too bad. At least I'm home. I'm not running out to 5 soccer games. You know, this isn't about picking on people. It's getting people to think again about their life in a holistic way, to say, is there no time that you can stop down? Is there no time you can ask for some peace in your life? And that's really what we're focusing on here today.
Mm. So I found it really easy, makes it easier to say at the beginning of the day, I'm not going to do anything. That way the no comes out very fast when a question comes up. Can we do this? Or somebody calls, can you meet us? And things like that. Whereas during the week, you know, you feel that tug more.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on doing that. I mean, I think you've made some steps, obviously, in the right direction. And for everybody, it's going to be a little bit different. But for some people, what do we do? That one show where we talk about reclaiming the family dinner hour,
yeah.
We were saying, how difficult it is for some families to spend 15 minutes
even
sitting
table.
Together
yeah.
one day a week at dinner. So, you know, if you can begin with 15 minutes, that's great. If you can get it to an hour, 2 hours, or an evening, or a day, like you said, even better. So,
absolutely.
I think you're in the right direction, you know?
And one more thing that has helped me, actually, is to use my device to contact my children and spend time texting with them maybe a couple minutes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It means a lot, I think, to them, because that is the world they live in. And sometimes, you know, I kind of poo-poo it. I'd rather talk on the phone. But the reality of that generation is the text. And my son will text me back. It's nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling today. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 457-1290 Here and There is a Season as we talk about the disease of being busy. The article of the same name by Ahmed Safi. And interesting question that he poses in this.
Yeah, you know, when he says, when he asks, how are you? That's what he really wants to know. He wants to know, how is your heart doing at this very moment, at this breath? He's not asking, he says, how many items are on your to-do list, nor asking how many items are in your inbox. I want to know how your heart is doing, he says, at this very moment. Tell me your heart is joyous. Tell me your heart is aching. Tell me your heart is sad. Tell me your heart craves a human touch. Examine your own heart, explore your soul, and then tell me something about your heart and soul. Tell me you remember you are still a human being, not just a human doing. Tell me you're more than just a machine checking off items from your to-do list. Have that conversation, that glance, that touch. Be a healing conversation to someone, one filled with grace and presence.
And it's amazing because when you first meet people or you meet people in casual settings and you say, well, how's it going, right? What do they say? They say, well, they talk about their job
their
or they
kids.
Talk about a kid's achievement or something like that, right? They tend to be top line stuff, even if it's not the weather, you know, or sports. They tend to be these top things that we always go to. And we feel somehow it's awkward to say anything deeper than that.
Well, and, you know, you can understand that kind of with people that you're not really close to. But I think it's even gotten that with really good friends. You know, call them and say, hey, how you doing? And we both, on both sides, you know, I'm guilty of it too. We give the dump to each other like, oh, you know, this and this and this. And I'm going to go over and I'm tired and blah, blah, blah. Instead of, how are you really feeling right now?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
because everyone's got a story.
Try to connect with
list.
Someone on a different level. Right.
So he encourages, he says, you know, put your hand on my arm, look me in the eye, connect with me for 1 second. Tell me something about your heart and awaken my heart. Help me remember that I, too, am a full and complete human being who also craves human touch. He goes on to say he teaches at a university where many students pride themselves on the study hard, party hard lifestyle. This may be a reflection of many of our lifestyles and our busyness even before people are graduated from school, you know? That somehow even our means of relaxation itself is gets into overstimulation.
Right.
That you got to have a party or you got to be on a video game and so forth. Mindless films, violent and fast-paced sports. There's always got to be some kind of stimuli.
Right. He says he doesn't have any magical solutions. All he knows is that we're losing the ability to live a truly human life. We need a different relationship to work, to technology. We know what we want. We want a meaningful life. A sense of community, a balanced existence. It's not just about leaning in or faster iPhones. We want to be truly human.
457-1290, as we talk about the disease of busyness, we're going to get into some things you can do to slow the pace of your life down. We're going to welcome Bernie to the program. Bernie, what's your idea?
Well, I take yoga. I also live at this place called the Terraces, and we have activities and things like that that I enjoy, and most of the time what I do is not geared toward being busy. It's toward being occupied and fulfilled, but I've never liked frenetics myself, so I just choose to live a balanced lifestyle.
And you also mentioned something about a former radio personality in this town.
Yeah, his name was Harvey Hahn, and he was on Wing, and I don't mean to mention another station, but he always said, and this was like at 5:30 in the morning, he always said, be still and know. And, you know, hey, take time, you know, don't just run.
Yeah, I have, you know, that's interesting you just said that. I have a plaque in my house, and it says, be still and know that I am.
Yes.
And that, you know, really and truthfully, God really is.
Yes.
Seer over everything in our time.
Exactly. So I just, you know, live a moderate lifestyle and have time for people.
It makes sense, Bernie. It makes sense very much. Thanks again for calling.
You bet.
You take care.
You
bet.
Bye.
We've got more ahead here. We're going to continue our conversation about the disease of being busy and what you can do to maybe simplify your life a little bit. We've got some essential rules for slowing down when we return. We're also going to tell you about our special guest next week. And we even have a little short visit, if we can squeeze it in, to the Geezer and Whippersnapper Humor Emporium. All that's still ahead. Stay with us.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You may be on a budget, but you still want a beautiful ring. Introducing Propose Tonight by James Free Jewelers.
The Propose Tonight is a beautiful line that we created starting off in 1999.
They're already set with the actual diamond. You're ready to go.
You walk into our doors and then come to a showcase and see this beautiful ring is $1,999.
James Free's customer reps, Jillian and Jordan, tell us what inspired the Propose Tonight rings.
Especially with people being deployed, he may not have 6 weeks to get this engagement ring back.
Even at $1,999, it's going to have a beautiful design with real GIA quality diamonds.
We give that same quality that you'd get in one of our designer rings that takes 4 to 6 weeks in a price point ring that starts at $1,999.
It's the styling, the quality, the pricing. No other jeweler can beat us on it.
If the opportunity was right, you had to propose tonight, you could.
Visit James Free Jewelers at 3100 Far Hills Avenue. We're not the only jeweler in Dayton, but we are the best. James Free Jewelers.
The new Ohio Living Mount Pleasant Place North apartments are opening soon. This alternative to assisted living brings you an affordable, all-inclusive lifestyle with thoughtfully designed modern floor plans featuring open kitchens, walk-in showers, and private laundry rooms. No endowment required and discounts for veterans or retired church employees. Reserving apartments now for January move-ins. A trusted community since 1953. Call 513-539-7760 or visit ohioliving.org.
Welcome to Tire Discounters. Oh, hiya, Phantom.
Wow, Mike, just wow. $100 holidays?
Oh, yeah, biggest sale of the year.
Chip Wood just called me on the Phantom hotline.
He did?
$100 holidays indeed.
An instant $100 off select brands.
And a free alignment comes with a standard four-tire installation.
Right. That's what makes this deal the G-O-A-T.
G-O... That spells GOAT.
Yeah, but it means the greatest of all time.
$100 holidays. Save an instant $100 on select brands.
I'm working forward to colleagues I call friends.
At Synchrony Financial, every employee has a unique ambition. Not just something we look forward to, but something we work forward to. We're hiring call center representatives in Dayton. We'll help you fulfill your ambitions through generous benefits, competitive wages, and work that doesn't feel like it. Apply at syfcareers.com or text SYF21 to 90206.
Synchrony Financial is more than a workplace. We're a working forward place.
Check out this jaw-dropping deal. Right now, for just $4.99 at Subway, choose a meal with one of four freshly made 6-inch subs, like the Black Forest Ham, Meatball Marinara, Oven Roasted Chicken, or Spicy Italian. Your choice of chips and a 21-ounce drink. Now pick your jaw back up. You're gonna need it. The new $4.99 Fresh Value Meal. Subway. So much value. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Fresh Value subs prepared in front of you.
Did you know Ohio's Hospice offers the most comprehensive and comfortable end-of-life care, whatever your needs may be? Thanks to generous community support, your local not-for-profit provider offers services others may not, including therapies and personal counseling from our expert staff, so you and your family can live more fully during life's final months. Make your choice the best choice. Choose Ohio's Hospice.
You should go ahead and put some salt in that freshwater fish tank.
Have you ever gotten bad advice when you've tried to set up an aquarium? At Aquatics Galore Pets and More, we know what we're talking about. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff won't steer you wrong. We offer complete tank installation, maintenance, reptiles, fresh and saltwater fish, and well, more. Aquatics Galore Pets and More is your one-stop pet shop to find what you need for your scaly friends. Visit us on Funderburg Road next to Dependable Construction in Fairborn today.
Scattered clouds and sunshine through the afternoon. Temperatures rebounding back into the low 40s, staying dry and a little breezy. Tonight, dropping down to around 31 with mostly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob.
I'm Gloria.
We're busy, busy, busy. So let's get to it. What are some of the things you can do to slow down, Gloria? Hit me.
Do less.
Do less. That's right. Be choosy. Do less.
Be present. Mm-hmm. Disconnect, literally. Focus on people. Appreciate nature. Eat slower. Drive slower. Find pleasure in anything that you do. Single task, not multitask. And breathe. Take a deep breath.
So one more time, we're going to give those to you here. These are the 10 essential rules for slowing down and enjoying life more. Do less, be present, disconnect. Find ways to disconnect, especially from digital stuff. Focus on people, appreciate nature, take a walk once in a while, even down the street. Eat slower, drive slower. That means you too, Gloria. Find pleasure in anything. Single task. And breathe.
Thanks. You'll have the cops on my tail today, I'm sure.
Yeah,
now
they'll be watching.
I've been targeted.
So those are some ideas. Now, coming up next week, we've got a great show for you. You know, it's already the open enrollment period for Medicare. It started, began mid-October, runs through December 7th. What does this mean for you if you're turning 65? What if you're already receiving Medicare and you've got changes coming up, right? How do you know which Medicare Advantage plan is right for you? We've got it all covered next week when we go with our mild-mannered superhero go-to guy, Jim Spaulding. He'll like that. Trust me, he'll like that.
Especially that mild manner thing. He doesn't hear that often, probably.
Join Gloria, Jim, and myself next week, 9 o'clock in the morning here, same bat channel, on Making the Most of Medicare. That'll be our program, Making the Most of Medicare for this coming year. And we are going to finish today with a little stop by the Geezer and Whippersnapper Humor Emporium.
Here we go. An elderly Florida lady did her shopping and upon returning to her car, found four males in the act of leaving with her vehicle.
Oh, my.
She dropped her shopping bags and drew her handgun, proceeding to scream at the top of her voice, "I have a gun and I know how to use it. Get out of the car." The four men didn't wait a second for another invitation. They got out and ran like mad. The lady, somewhat shaken, then proceeded to load her shopping bags into the back of the car and get into the driver's seat. She was so shaken that she could not get her key into the ignition. She tried and tried, and then it dawned on her why. A few minutes later, she found her own car parked four or five spaces farther down. She loaded her bags into the car and then drove to the police station. The sergeant to whom she told the story nearly tore himself in two with laughter. He pointed to the other end of the counter where four pale men were reporting a carjacking by a mad elderly woman described as white, less than 5 feet tall, glasses, curly white hair, about 75 years old, and carrying a large handgun. I thought that was a good one.
We ought to check with our compatriots here in the afternoon on Shooting from the Hip if they've heard that story. So
yeah, that might be a good story for, you know, one of our candidates to share, you know, in the election, you know, platform, so, you know, about, you know,
just lighten things up a little.
That was just funny. Yeah, yes. That was a good one.
Yes, that is a good one. Hey, check out the website again. We in our Facebook page. Check out There Is a Season Show with Bob and Gloria on Facebook. And on the website, it's thereisaseasonshow.com. Again, there's a link there to Camille Superson, Dr. Superson's book, The Essential Resource Guide for Caregivers, on how you can order her book. And you can also see our podcasts out there if you'd like to share them with other members of your family around the country. Point them there and they can hear the shows in their entirety. Or if there's something you missed, you can always check it out again. So we appreciate you being here today. But look, we're busy. We got to get out of here. Thank you for spending the hour with us.
And I got to speed home.
You got to race home. We hope you found the information helpful and had some chance for reflection. Remember, dear friends, do not regret growing older. It is a choice denied to many. For my dear, dear friend and co-host Gloria and our producer and everyone who makes this show possible, I'm Bob Wolf. You've been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO. Have a great week.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios.
WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.